We're encircled from sickness, disease, from terrorism. We live in a dangerous place from thieves and robbers, whatever it is. In God, we have this awesome deliverance.
I know my God has made the way for me.
Nothing is impossible with God. He's already provided everything necessary for your deliverance from all evil. Join Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory and learn how the Word of God brings healing.
Let's look at Psalm 91. This is a healing psalm as well as a protection psalm. It's a great psalm, great message. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, or lodge, the cross-reference says, under His shadow of the Almighty. Now that is the safe place. When we walk in love, when we obey the Word, when we do what the Bible says, we're abiding, we're lodging, we're staying there. We're not coming in or going out. We have safety. We say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust, and surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That could be plagues. It could be, and it talks about plagues in here a lot, biological warfare. It could be anything. It could be man-made plagues or natural plagues or any kind of pestilence that comes near us. He delivers us from that. He covers us with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. This word buckler means armor, and it's all the way around, armor, a circle, all the way around, your shield and your buckler. And it just talks about pestilence, and which could cover biological warfare, anything. And it's like a bubble. It's really like a bubble. It means round. It surrounds you. Thou shalt not be afraid. The shield is three-sided, the Hebrew commentary says, front and sides. But the armor, so you got the shield, but the armor encircles you. And that is what they see as depicting your protection is a circle. If you looked in Psalm 119, I guess, there's a letter there and it's shaped like this, but it's enclosed. And they say that letter represents protection. It's that circle. It's that armor. Glory to God. We're encircled from sickness, disease, from terrorism. We live in a dangerous place from thieves and robbers, whatever it is. In God, we have this awesome deliverance. He'll cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. But there's faith. And His truth, there's knowing the truth. You've got to know these things before you can have faith for them. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Now that's talking about sickness and disease. When they start talking to you about the swine flu, the chicken flu, the bird flu, don't be running down to get your shot. Just say, I'm not taking the flu off of a chicken. In Jesus' name, that'll not come near my house. I'll not have it in the name of Jesus. First type flu I ever remember hearing about like that was, I think it was a swine flu. John was a little boy. He was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. 4, I guess. Kelly was 6. And their daddy called us all in. He said, we're going to take our flu shot. So he got the 91st Psalm out. He got the healing scriptures out. And we took our flu shot. You know, none of us have ever had the flu. Not ever. Not ever have we ever had the flu. Our flu shot is still active. It's right here. It's on the 91st Psalm. Glory to God. nor pestilence that walks in darkness, nor destruction that wasteth at noonday. That could be disasters. That could be storms. It could be attacks of the enemy, bombs, missiles, pestilences. We're not to be afraid of that. You can't be afraid and have faith. If you've got fear, you need to dislodge it with the Word of God and cast it out. You need to cast it out. You need to dislodge it any place with the Word of God. So we are not afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. That could be bullets. That could be missiles, bombs. Fear is not part of our conduct in Jesus' name. We walk by faith. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction and death that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. This is a pretty bad day. 11,001 people are here. 11,000 people bit the dust. One people, it didn't come near them. That's supernatural. That's the power of God. That's where we live. That could be in a plague or a crisis. You know, in times past, they've had plagues that wiped out a great percentage of populations. It could be man-made plagues that come in a test tube that are released upon the world. No, not us. We're protected. We got a scripture. Woo, I'm glad we got a scripture. 1,000 might fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not, it didn't say it may not, it could not, it says, it shall not come nigh thee. Now who is thee? It's the one that's abiding, the one that's believing. To abide is to stay connected to God. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it'll be done unto you, Jesus said. That's connection. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is wonderful deliverance. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You're there. You can see it. This person was in the midst of it. 10,000 on one side, 1,000 on the other. But the shield and the armor of God was there. The circle of protection, the circle of blessing. I say every day, I'm wrapped in the blessing. I just see myself encircled in the power of God. I don't expect to get sick. I don't expect to have the flu. I expect to be well. I expect to just live in my bubble. Hallelujah. I see myself and my family in a bubble. There used to be a commercial, this is years and years ago, and it was these little children brushed their teeth, and they left their house, and their bubble went with them everywhere they went. They were in a bubble. That's the kind of bubble I live in, but it's the bubble of the power of God and the Word of God. I abide in God. I don't live in disobedience. If I get disobedient, I rebuke it, I confess it, I get rid of it. I have protection. You have protection if you'll walk in it. Only with thine eyes. So you can be there, you can see it, but you don't have to participate. This should be good news to you because we live in a dangerous world. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your habitation. See, you did something. You received your protection by faith. This has to do with sickness and disease and all kind of bad things. Because you've made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your habitation, you live there. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Is the curse evil? The curse is evil. And the curse has every sickness. It says that every sickness and every disease, even those not listed in the curse, even the swine flu, the chicken flu that wasn't around that we know about in those days. Whatever new sickness they diagnose, whatever new disease they come up with, there shall no evil befall thee, nor any plague come nigh thy dwelling when you make the Lord your refuge. Now, abiding is obeying. You cannot abide. You don't abide when you're disobedient. You're not abiding. Abiding is obeying. But if you'll walk in the light that you have, if you'll be going after more light, if when God corrects you, you make a change and you don't just fool around about it, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague, say any plague.
Amen.
No plague, man-made or natural plague, no weapon that has plagues in it shall come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Because, here's the love again. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. See, we determine what kind of treatment we get. If we love God, that means we obey His Word. Then we get this kind of treatment. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He knows my name. He's known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. Didn't say we wouldn't get in trouble, but it says He'll be with us in trouble. If He's with us in trouble, it says, I will deliver Him and honor Him. Glory to God. If you're in trouble today, honor God, obey God, get things right in your life. God will see you through that trouble. Amen. Just do what the Bible says and you can come out of trouble. There's lots of scriptures that say that. With long life. What does that mean? That means long life. That means a long time. Long life. And the Bible knows something about long life. With long life or length of days, which we read about in Proverbs, that comes from the Word of God, will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. I mean, you can live a long time, and even if you're old enough to go on and be with the Lord, you don't have to go sick. A healing belongs to us. If you've only got 24 hours left, you should live them healed.
Amen.
Amen. We are the delivered. We are healed. Jesus Himself. Look at Isaiah 53. And we'll pray. I just love the Word of God. See, you can't feed on this and stay sick. Glory to God. It's too good. All right, Isaiah 53. We all know. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible. We all know this scripture, but this is what we're going to finish on today. And this is what we're going to act on today and receive it. In Isaiah 53:4, this settles the issue. We've covered our protection. We've covered our deliverance. We've covered obeying the Word of God, walking in love. And this says in the Amplified Bible, surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But He was wounded for our transgressions, our sins. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And that's our mind. We have our body, our spirit, our soul. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being was upon Him. And with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. Now in Galatians it says that He took personally Jesus on the tree, on the cross. He took all of our sicknesses, all of our diseases. He took the whole curse of the law. We could spend 30 minutes in here today going over the curse of the law. But there is a scripture in there, I think it's about the 64th verse. It says, every sickness and every disease that's not written in this curse is under the curse. I guess the Lord knew that people would continue to come up with new diseases. How do you get new diseases? I don't know. But there will be a new disease come up. Whatever disease anybody can come up with, it's under the curse of the law. Hallelujah. And we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Praise be unto the Lord. Every sickness and every disease is under that curse, the Bible says. And then it says, we are redeemed from the curse. We're redeemed from the curse of sin. So when we pray today, you can get born again. We're redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're redeemed from the curse of defeat. Bless the Lord. And when we pray, we believe we receive it. And so what do? We act like we got it. If you couldn't do something, begin to do it. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't throw up that arm, throw it up. Pray and act. Glory to God. Amen? That's the way you do it. You can do this at home by yourself, you know. We're going to believe we receive it, and so then we're going to have it, forgive. We're not going to hold anything against anybody. We're going free, and we're receiving today. Say, I'm receiving my healing. Today is my day. I'm receiving healing. In Jesus' name. Now, if you can stand up, stand up. We're going to pray. This is the receiving part. Now, what did we say earlier in the week? That word, believe, you receive when you pray? It means to take it. I think we got that this week. Everybody talked about that. We take it. When we pray, we take it. And we don't ever let the devil have it back in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The scripture says about the kingdom of heaven, the violent take it by force. That means the forceful take it by force. We don't say, devil, would you just get out of here, please? No, we're not polite to the devil. We tell him what to do in Jesus. We can be bold because we have the name of Jesus. We can talk to the sickness in a bold way because we're not even talking in our own strength. We're talking in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to pray and I'm going to take authority, and then you begin to move. And to do and to receive. And if you're not needing anything yourself, and even if you are, well, let's just believe for a mass miracle. Everybody, believe for others to be healed in Jesus' name. Father, we do love you. We worship you. Lord, we believe every word that's come out of this Bible today. We believe that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. We believe, as Peter said, by His stripes, you were healed. We were healed and we are healed. That's our position. From here on out, that's our position. We are the healed. And so today, Lord, we take that word. We just want to thank you, Jesus, for bearing our sins, bearing our sicknesses and diseases, and the chastisement of our peace, Lord. We're so grateful to you for what you've done, for blessing us. And we thank you, Lord, every person. Let's just all say this together. And if you've never done it before, we'll do it with you. Just say, Jesus,
I confess you
as the Lord of my life. I give you my life. I make you the Lord of my life.
Take my life
and do something with it. Reveal your plan to me, and I'll walk in it. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you bore my sicknesses, all the diseases, and that I am healed. You took it from me, and I receive from you now my healing and deliverance. You are my healer. You are my Savior.
You are my life.
And I receive.
receive my healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break the power of the devil over your life. I break the power of sickness, disease, infirmity. I speak to your body to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole. Be healed. In Jesus' name, say, I take my healing. I am the healed. Now begin to do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't throw out that arm, throw it out. Glory to God. Begin to act on it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're healed. We praise you for the mighty healing, Lord, coming in this place. We thank you for healing all the people all over the world right now watching on television and the internet. We thank you, Father. Now rise up if you're there in your home. You rise up in Jesus' name. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. The power of God is present to heal right now. Take it. We take it. We take it in Jesus' name. Say, I'm healed. By His stripes, I was healed. By His stripes, I am healed. Jesus is my Savior, my healer, my deliverer. In Jesus' name.
God's best for you is to live in divine health for all of your days. No matter how old you are, child, youth, adult, or senior, His plan is for you to be well and start living long and strong. The God Wants You Well package features three life-changing resources: Live Long and Live Strong, a 6-CD teaching series by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to fully live God's purpose all of your days. Healing Promises, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, is filled with healing scriptures from God's Word. And the CD and booklet, Healing Confessions by Gloria Copeland, will teach you how to declare the healing power of God over your life. The God Wants You Well package helps you discover God's wisdom for long life, His promises for healing, and how to make every day a day worth living. To order the God Wants You Well package by Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $20 and includes Gloria Copeland's faith-building teaching, Live Long, Live Strong, a Healing Promises book, and her Healing Confessions CD and booklet. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
A year and a half ago, I was crossing the street near my home, just a small residential area, and an elderly man was coming around the corner, making a left turn, and he had his eyes on the oncoming traffic instead of where he was going, and he hit me and kind of blacked out when he hit me, and then I was on the ground, and he ran over my foot, and it was a crushed heel bone in my right foot. That most surgeons won't touch. But, you know, in the grace of God, He directed me to the only surgeon in the area that could actually repair the damage that was done. And he was able to completely put all the parts of the bone was completely shattered, put it all back together again. And I've just been praying since then for God's healing, and He has healed me miraculously. There's been no arthritis, none of the problems that usually people have with this type of injury. And the only lingering thing was that the stiffness because of the surgery, and I wasn't able to just run or walk fast, kneel completely down, that sort of thing, because of the stiffness. and, you know, hearing Gloria praying for everyone, I started, she said, do something you haven't been able to do. I knelt all the way down to the floor and up again with no assistance, and it was amazing. From the time of the accident, I prayed, Lord, I know you're healing me. I know you're going to take me through this, and I want this to be for your glory in some way. So that's why I want to tell people that what an awesome God he is, and just the opportunity to give him the praise and the glory for something miraculous. I couldn't pass it up.
Praise God. Kathleen came to healing school, and she listened and got full of the Word of God, and she received her full manifestation. She can walk, go up and down the stairs without pain. You know what? The same God that healed her is there ready to heal you. He's already done what it takes. All that's left is you to receive from the Lord what he's done. As I pray, you just on purpose receive what he did for you by faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing every person who's listening to this broadcast right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your body and I command it to line up with the Word of God. I command it to be healed and whole. Jesus paid the price for our healing. By his stripes, we were healed. So together we agree and we lay hold of that healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you know what? As we begin to fill up with the Word of God, faith comes. The Word says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we've put together for you our God Wants You Well package. Now, we have a CD set called Live Long, Live Strong by my mom. She has studied healing, and she has put this together for you so that you can receive the Word. We have the Healing Confessions. These are scriptures from the, this is Mom reading the Word of God to you so that you can just put it in your spirit all the time, put it in the car. And we have Healing Promises. Now, these are all healing scriptures from four different translations. So you can just start at the top and just read and put the Word in and put the Word in, and it will heal your body. Today's message is about it, that it's God's will for us to live through our old age in peace. It's his will that we be blessed. In other words, he wants us to live out the full number of our days. Well, we must know and understand his plan for our lives to receive that. And you know what? Love is your open door to the blessing of health. So if you need prayer today, we're here for you. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is about helping people, about praying for you. Just send us your prayer request, and you can get a powerful prayer from here, I promise you. Join my dad next week. He'll be talking about your faith will move God. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the open door. Take hold of the promises of God and walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory.